Get your neighbor and tell them they're amazing. Online, you're amazing. Okay. It's official. You're going to get the shortest message that I've ever preached. Because in about 5 minutes, I'm going to be running out that door. Or so. Because I heard a message by Jesse DePlanis said that you always need to honor what you said you would do. So I kind of double booked myself. I'll tell you why. But God does amazing things when you just honor what he says. So Pastor Mel asked me on Wednesday, oh, take the service on Sunday. Ah, sure. That casual. So I get a call on Friday night. Hey, Terry. And I knew I'd already kind of, I put it in my calendar, but I didn't kind of remember because it was a month ago. And so in 10 minutes, I'm leaving. I'm going for a ride with 56 bikers from Sir Harris Murphy that work on the Trans-Canada pipeline. And their goal is to reach $50,000 for cancer research. I'm not in support of that. I never really give to that. But he phoned and said, hey, we're $4,000 short. Can you help us out? Because we do work for them. We have two companies. We do work for them. So I said, sure. I'll give you $1,000 from each company. And he's, you know, was super impressed. You're going to be there. And so I realized that, how am I going to do this, God? I got to be there before one. And I didn't want to call Pastor Mel and say, hey, sorry, buddy, I can't preach. And I didn't want to say to Derek, hey, buddy, I can't make it. So, you know, my wife said, well, you put yourself in a bit of a situation. I said, well, God is really good at tight situations. If he needs to superimpose me to get there a little quicker, but you know what? God knows. So I thought, well, you know what? Praise God. We're just going to go with it and see what God's going to do because I said, well, you know what? If I'm not there on time, you leave without me. And he said, no, we're going to wait for you. And he says, well, you make sure you tell the good Lord that this is for charity. Because I told him, I said, I'm scheduled to preach. And so that's what he responded. So I was kind of laughing. So I have no idea what God's going to do. But I have a testimony of God's healing power for cancer. So is there writing for that? I don't know what God's going to do. But I'm excited. Just to see what he does and what these guys, you know, and it's not nothing to do with the money. And I don't say that to boast. It's just that, you know, we have it available and they have a goal to meet and they do a lot of good things. So I'm like, you know what, God, it's more about relationship. So anyways, so this morning is that he is the way of escape. You know, and I think about in Matthew in the Lord's Prayer and it says, keep me from evil and from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. So as we, you know, God has the ability and Jesus is asking us to pray that. And then when we get over into the, and this is a familiar portion of scripture. And I won't go to Matthew because we know that portion. But in Jude, in chapter 1, there's only one chapter in there. And verse 22, and it says, I'll go to 20, but you, beloved, build yourself up, founded on most holy faith. Make progress rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Ghost. We saw that this morning. Guard and keep yourself in the love of God. Expect and patiently wait for the mercy of God, the mercy of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, which will bring you unto eternal life. And so, in this hour that we're living in, and refute so as to convict someone who disputes with you, and on some have mercy who waver in doubt. Amen? So I think, Lord, but then it goes on to say, strive to save others, snatching them out of the fire. On others take pity, but without fear. Loathing even the garment spotted by the flesh and polluted by their sensuality. Now unto him who is able to keep you without stumbling or slipping and falling and to present you unblemished, blameless, faultless before the presence of his glory. And it says, in triumph, joy, and exaltation with unspeakable ecstatic delight. That's how Jesus sees how he wants to present us to the Father. And so, isn't that amazing? And then turn with me to Ephesians chapter 3. And this should line up with what we got going on here this morning. And so I apologize that I have to run out, but please pray for me that God will do amazing things, and I will share when I get back. And so in Ephesians chapter 3, and I've been trying to meditate on this. And so in verse 12, it says, in whom, because of our faith in him, we dare to have the boldness, courage, confidence, a free access, an unreserved approach to God with freedom, without fear. Amen. It says, I ask you not to lose heart, not to faint or become despondent through fear. There's a lot of people in fear today, even in the church, and I know even ourselves, man, if we get into too much stuff that's on the negative side, we can get into fear. I notice even at my house, it's like, oh, Lord, I got to get out of that and get into the Word and put some worship on it. And it says, and at what I am suffering in your behalf, rather glory in it, for it is an honor to you. Now, that's not how the world thinks. So what we're going through, it says, for this reason, seeing the greatness of this plan by which you are built together in Christ, I bow the knee before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that Father from whom all fatherhood takes its title and derives its name. And it says, and may he grant you out of the rich treasures of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. That's what we need today. Amen? Is to meditate on that scripture. And it says, and may Christ, through your faith, actually dwell, settle down, abide, and make his permanent home in your hearts. And may you be rooted deep in love and found securely on love. Everything God does is in love or out of love. Because he healed me was out of his love, not because of anything I did. Like Pastor Mel said, our job is because of his love. His provision is because of his love. And it says, excuse me, so that you may have the power. The songs this morning, the meditation of God's word is the power, and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all saints, God's devoted people, the experience of that love. Amen. And what is the breadth, the length, and the height, and the depths of it? That you may really come to know, practically through experience for yourself, the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience. and that you may be filled through all your being until all the fullness of God may have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God Himself. I think that lines up this morning. Amen. And then he goes on to say, when you get all that done, you said this morning, what do you want? Well, God said, what do you want? What is it you want? I'm assuming everybody had something that came to your mind when she passed out the scepter. Don't just take that lightly and go home and go home. Oh, that was nice. Oh, that was pretty cool. No, no. Now unto him who, by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purposes and do super abundantly, far over and above all the whatever you dared ask this morning. Ooh, I'm telling you. Ooh. That you dared ask or dared to think infinitely beyond our highest prayer, desire, thought, hope, or dream. And to him belongs the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations. Amen. And so be it. Amen. Now that is officially the shortest message I've ever preached. It might even be the most powerful. I don't know. So I don't know what you guys are going to do from here on out, but I'm going to get on that motorcycle and praise God all the way there and go and see what God's going to do in the midst of a bunch of people. So praise God. I pray that, let's just pray quickly as I go. Father, I thank you for the power of your word. I thank you, God, for what you did this morning. God, you always amaze me on how you line up the songs and the worship and the prayer room and just your word, God. And Father, the prophetic. And Lord, thank you for this place and the liberty, God, we have. And so, Lord, I thank you for your glory and your honor. God, for your provision, Lord, for everything in our life, God, that comes from you. And Lord, if we would know your love, the height, the depth, and the width of it. Because God, that is what will draw people. And so Lord, I thank you today, Father, your blessing for those. And Lord, it's your love that expels fear. Father, we pray for those online, God, that are at home, that are watching. God, thank you. It says the perfect love casts out fear. And so, Lord, I thank you for what you're doing this day. And so, God, I pray for your protection today. I pray, Lord, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Lord, I have no idea what I'm going into, but God, I know that you have prepared a way. And so, Lord, thank you for the opportunity to share this morning. And Lord, I thank you for this opportunity. And so, Lord, I just want to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Forgot one thing that Maxine says is really important, and that is testimonies. That is testimonies. And Terry, I just want you to know that God's got you on assignment. You're going on assignment today. Okay? You thought you made this and double booked it, and God's sitting in the heavens and laughing, and you're going on assignment today. So God, just release him even as he goes on assignment. Lord God, it's your assignment. Lord, as he walks into a room, wherever he goes, Lord God, he takes the light of God with him. He takes the light of Christ wherever he goes, and he's filled with the Spirit. So, Lord, just bless him and journey mercies for him as he goes. Amen. Amen. So, does anybody have a testimony? Because I promised Maxine that I would ask if anybody had a testimony. And I'm sure we've all got one. And I have one too, but I'm going to wait to see because I don't want to always hog this thing. So, does someone have a testimony? Ah, Darlene, I can see it in your eyes. You're not. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anybody has a testimony today? Well, I am going to share one with you. I went down and seen my darling sister. She wanted me to come down to see her, so I went last Sunday down to see her. I thought, oh, Lord, and the Lord said, you're on assignment. And I thought, okay, Lord, because I didn't really want to go. It's a long drive, and I was driving by myself. I love the time with the Lord. That's awesome, but it's still a long drive. Anyway, so I went, and when I got there, I got a little bit lost, and as only I can do, missed the street. But anyways, I came back, and I went a little bit out into the country and came back, and okay, I found the street. And she was waiting there, and she said, hey, I've been waiting for you to get here. Do you want to go to church? And I said, I fell over, and I said, sure. And she said, well, I'm just going to change my shoes because I've got my house slippers on because I've been waiting for you to get here. And she was flagging me down. And I said, okay. And then she goes, no, we don't have time. Church starts at 2, and it was already 10 after 2. And it's in the park from 2 till 4. So we went to the park, and they sang the most beautiful songs. It's a born-again, spirit-filled church that meets in the park where all the homeless, and it was just an amazing time, and to spend the time with my sister. We got to pray together, and and God says, you catch him, I'll clean him, right? So I didn't do the big sister thing, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, or anything like that. I just thought, God, she's yours, and you'll clean her up. You'll get her to the place where you'll clean her up. So that was amazing. So we spent 2 days together, and it was just a wonderful time of just lifting the Lord up, talking to the Lord, and she just, yeah, it was really amazing what God did. So I have been blessed. The other thing she does is she gets up at 6 o'clock in the morning. And the night before, she has been going out, and she has taken, she's taken meat out, whatever it is, either bacon, sausage, or ham, or whatever, and she cooks it the night before. The next morning, and she does boiled eggs, or she does grilled cheese sandwiches, or toast, or whatever, and she goes out, and she feeds the homeless. Every morning, she goes out and feeds the homeless. And my heart was so touched by this, because this was not my sister's heart. This is God's heart. I said to her, you're on assignment. Because this was God's heart. And she goes out and she talks to them and by name. And they said they feel so much better because someone cares. Someone cares enough, not just to give them a leftover hamburger, but someone cares enough to cook them breakfast every day. And she said, sometimes this one guy had sworn at her, first of all, she had was eggs, he didn't want them. And she said, I'm really sorry, buddy, but that's all I've got left, you know. And you know, 2 weeks later, she didn't even recognize him. And he said, I'm really sorry. He said, that I swore at you. He said, I'm really sorry. He said, I shouldn't have done that. I was just upset. So she's making a difference where she is. So it might be something small that God's asked you to do, but I believe we're all on assignment. I do. I believe we're all on assignment. And Pastor Mel, as you go, I believe you're going, you didn't want to go. You didn't want to go. And that's the thing is God says, yeah, I know, but you're on assignment. Where you're going, you're on assignment. So that's my word to you today.
Thanks, Teresa. Darlene, can we go get some music? Thank you. I didn't know if I should open up a little bit here to word, but I won't be long. I promise I won't be any longer than 12 o'clock. How's that? Look at your watch and go, hey, it's got 15 minutes. Okay. Won't be long here. But like Teresa said, you know, I'm on an assignment because I'm going to Alberta to visit my family, right? And I've just been there about a short of a month ago. And so one morning I got up, and all of a sudden I had this urgency to travel. I go, what is this? You know? I know it's a beautiful day out, Lord. It's beautiful out there. Yes, okay. But where am I going to travel? And he put it in my spirit, and he says, I want you to go back to, because it's my sister's 80th birthday. Okay? I wasn't going to go. I told them already. I told everyone that I was going to go. Yeah, I wake up in the morning. Yeah, you got to go. Go. Oh, wow. Oh, I don't know how this is going to work out. And I'm going, well, for my last trip, I drove my car. And I'm going, oh, well, that was pretty brutal. There was so much traffic and everything. It was busy coming by. Oh, I don't want to drive. So, no, Lord says, this time you fly. Oh, I said, okay. So I started making arrangements, and I didn't even know, but I can get to Tabor within 20 minutes of driving. Right? Half an hour, 20 minutes from Lethbridge to Tabor. It's not far. I'm going, wow, this is great. I don't have to drive. Right? Anyway. So I said, Lord, what am I going back for? And so I kept in touch with my brother. And my brother says, yeah, they're all coming. The family's coming. And there must probably be about, I'd say in the number of 15, maybe, that are from the family, right? And quite a few of them don't even know the Lord, right? So, I'm going, okay, Lord, okay. So my brother phones me and he says, Mel, you know, he says, I talked to Al, which is my brother-in-law, and he's not so keen on people coming that haven't been vaccinated, that haven't had the shot. He's not that keen about that. So I'm going, uh-oh, there's going to be a little rift here. I don't know how many have been vaccinated, right? But he knows my brother and his wife haven't been vaccinated. I haven't been vaccinated, right? I don't know how it's going to work out. I hope everything is going to work out, right? I think the Lord will make a way. But maybe the Lord has got... maybe I can say something to add to their lives. I don't know for sure. Now, I was thinking of a scripture that's found in Romans chapter 5. I found this verse this morning. And I said, what am I going to tell these people? What am I going to tell the family? And they're going to ask me, how come you haven't been vaccinated? Right? So if I have to, I'll give them Romans chapter 5, verse 1. It says, the reason I haven't been vaccinated is because of faith. Right? It says here, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I said, okay. I says, I know you're here. They're probably all full of fear, right? Most of them, because they don't know. They don't know what's happening. Like most of the world doesn't know what's happening. But it says, you might be here full of faith, but I mean full of fear, but I'm here full of faith. I'm here at peace. I'm at peace. Because I am justified by faith. How are you justified, Sister Walter? Can you say you're justified by faith? Or do you have any faith at all? Right? It says, verse 2 says, through whom also we have access. We have access. Our faith. Through our faith we have access to many things. The things of this life, right? We have access into this grace. Access by faith into this grace by which we stand and rejoice in hope. I'm rejoicing in hope. I don't know what's all going to go on there, but what I was thinking of this verse here, you know, and they wanted to, there was talk about they wanted to close our church doors, and we said, leadership and everybody said, no, we're not doing that. We're keeping our doors open. I don't care what they say, right? And there was so much, you know, bad news about people, what happened because they kept their church doors open, like Spasher and Calgary there, and they were taking him to the mill, right? He really went through it. I know he did. I'm going, oh Lord, do we have to go through all that? But you know, God is faithful. God is so faithful to our house. We can freely worship him here, right? Without any fear. So I just thank God for that. And so that's what I'm going to tell them, the family, when they ask me. I know there's some that will ask me, Mal, have you been vaccinated? I can say, no. No, and they say, why not? I said, I have been vaccinated, right, but I got my vaccination is a lot stronger than yours, you know, and I know what's going through my veins. You don't. When they put that needle in you, you don't know what you're getting, right? We know what we got, but you don't know what you're getting, and it doesn't sound very good, I tell you, some of the things that are happening. Like after they got their needle, you know, they had a lot of trouble, right? They're still having trouble. So no wonder they're in fear, right? The whole society is in fear, walking in fear, because nothing is in stone out there. Nothing is clear. Is your vaccination going to keep you safe? You know, what's it going to do? And so no wonder they're fearful out there. You know, that's probably why a lot of people aren't here this morning. Because they know that most of the people that come here are not vaccinated. So they're going, well, I don't know if I want to go to that church because they're not vaccinated. Well, you're missing out. That's all I can say. You're missing out to the glory of God and the peace of God that's here. So hallelujah. Darling, what are we going to sing as we go out this morning? Let's stand, and we're going to close. Yeah, I finished before 5, before 12. I know she's had an awesome song, and we can all join together, worship the Lord.
Jesus Christ, who is like you? Who is like you in all? No one amazes you.